The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 24th of March, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti, born in Yonkers, New York, 1919. His father died when his mother was pregnant, and his mother had a nervous breakdown, went to a mental hospital the year after the boy was born. He was sent to live with an aunt who took Lawrence to France. 4 years later, they returned to New York. He was put in an orphanage until his aunt could find work. Then she brought him into the household of a rich family where she'd found a position as governess. She disappeared, later died in an asylum, and the family she worked for adopted the boy, began to educate him with classic literature. Went off to college, served in the Navy, World War II, was sent to Nagasaki shortly after the atomic bomb was exploded there. And Ferlinghetti said, "Before I was at Nagasaki, I was a good American boy. I was an Eagle Scout. I was the commander of a sub chaser in the Normandy invasion." After that, he became staunchly anti-war. Went to graduate school in New York, Paris, started to write poetry, to draw, paint. Moved to San Francisco, and there he opened the City Lights bookstore, which stayed open every day until midnight. People were encouraged to come in, sit down, and read the books right there in the store. Started publishing in 1955, starting with his own Pictures of the Gone World, and then saw a poet named Allen Ginsberg read a new poem called Howl, which impressed Ferlinghetti. Published it in 1956. It was seized by customs officials. It was being printed in London, and when it came through customs, it was seized for violating obscenity laws. Ferlinghetti was put on trial for selling lewd and indecent material. He was acquitted, and the publicity from the trial helped City Lights books and also helped Allen Ginsberg's Howl to become one of the most popular poems of the century. Ferlinghetti said, "The San Francisco Customs Office deserves a word of thanks. It would have taken years for critics to accomplish what the Customs Office did in one day." Lawrence Ferlinghetti, who in 1994 was named the Poet Laureate of San Francisco, he proposed to paint the Golden Gate Bridge gold and also to tilt Coit Tower on Telegraph Hill, so it would be like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And it's the birthday of the playwright Dario Fo, born in San Giano, Italy, in 1926. His best-known play was The Accidental Death of an Anarchist, produced in 1970. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1997. Dario Fo, who said, "With comedy, I can search for the profound." Here's a poem by Lawrence Ferlinghetti on his birthday, entitled The Changing Light. The changing light at San Francisco is none of your East Coast light, none of your pearly light of Paris. The light of San Francisco is a sea light, an island light, and the light of fog blanketing the hills, drifting in at night through the Golden Gate to lie on the city at dawn. And then the halcyon late mornings after the fog burns off and the sun paints white houses with the sea light of Greece, with sharp, clean shadows making the town look like it had just been painted. But the wind comes up at 4 o'clock, sweeping the hills, and then the veil of light of early evening, and then another scrim when the new night fog floats in, and in that veil of light, the city drifts anchorless upon the ocean." A poem by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, The Changing Light, from How to Paint Sunlight, published by New Directions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Sleep Number bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.